present Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid, with Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, and Leonard Williams as Theodore Craythorpe in...
Nothing But the Truth. Ozzy, you know as much about cricket as Daft Dicky Dotty. Look, when I bowl, you're supposed to stand in front of the stumps, not behind them. I wasn't aiming at your head. No, I wasn't. It's your fault for eating all the time. Just as I was letting that fast one go, I slipped on one of your banana skins. Oh, leave that meat pie alone. You don't half look daft with your bat in one hand and a pie in the other. Is it one your mother made?
Yes, it is.
Oh, well, you'll need the bat to break the crust. Now, we'll have another go. Ready?
Ready, play.
Right, play. Well, it serves you right. Fancy having a bottle of pop stuck up your jersey.
I'm all wet.
You've been all wet for years. Look, I'll bat a new ball. Come on, let's change over. At this rate, we'll never win the Ashes back from the Broad Street gang. Go on, bowl me a fast one, and I'll show you how to hit a six.
I don't bowl fast and bowl spinners.
All right, try your spinners, and I'll show you what I'll do to them. Got it! Right over the wall, and... straight through the greenhouse.
Was the meal to your liking, sir?
What's that, Pat? Oh, yeah, very nice indeed, thank you, miss. If I had any change, I'd leave you a tip.
What do you want change for?
A threepenny bit.
Oh, fine.
Well, it's nearly 6 o'clock now, Pat. I better be off. They'll be waiting for me down at the club.
You know, you're really enjoying yourself down at that club, aren't you?
Oh, you know, Pat, I like working behind the bar. I like the interesting questions I get asked. Like, what will you have, barman? And, you know, 10 bob a night's not to be sniffed at. Not at the pension I get.
Jimmy, don't slam the door.
Oh. What were you saying, ma'am?
Jimmy, how many times have I told you about slamming that door?
I don't know. I haven't been counting.
Now, that'll do, Jimmy. Well, Pat, I'll get away down to the club.
What again? I don't know what it is you keep going there for, but it doesn't half make you walk funny on the way back.
No, that'll do, Jim. You know very well I'm working at the club, behind the bar.
I know, Ozzy's dad told me. He said you gave him so much froth on the top of his glass it looked like a shaving mug.
Yeah, you know, Higginbotham's always complaining. You know, last night he was grumbling to me about the darts not being sharp enough.
Well, the next time he grumbles, test him for him.
Test him? How?
Drop his change on the floor and wait till he bends down.
If I listened to you, I wouldn't be earning that 10 bob a night much longer.
Do they pay you 10 bob a night just for working behind a bar?
That's right.
Have they got any vacancies for a pot boy?
No, they haven't. Well, I'll be off then, Pat. I'll see you about 11 o'clock.
Right, Father.
Bye, Jimmy.
Ta-ra, Grandad.
Right, Jimmy, sit down and have your tea. Jimmy!
What, Mum?
Look at your hands. They're filthy. What have you been doing on your way home from school, sweeping chimneys?
No, Ozzy and me had a quiet game of cowboys and Indians.
I thought you were going to say cricket.
I was till I remembered the greenhouse.
Greenhouse?
Oh, did I say greenhouse?
Yes, you did.
Oh, well, I was thinking about a jailhouse.
Oh.
When we play cowboys and Indians.
Yeah.
And that's why I got mixed up when I said greenhouse. Because you can't have a jail in a greenhouse, but you can have a ball in a jailhouse. I mean...
What are you blathering about?
I haven't a clue.
Oh, there's the phone. Pop in the kitchen and wash your hands, there's a love.
Righto, ma'am. I won't be a minute.
Hello. Mia Sy, 3142.
Yes, Is that Clitheroe's?
Yes, Mrs. Clitheroe speaking. Who's that?
Yeah, Alf Hall.
Who?
Oh, you remember me, Mrs. Clitheroe. We met at your niece's wedding. I was the best man.
I remember you. Yes, of course.
Can I speak to Susan, please?
I'm afraid she isn't home from work yet.
Oh. Will she be long?
I don't really know. She should be in soon.
Only I wanted to talk to her, and I can see my bus. The driver's just climbing in.
Well, why don't you call round at the house? She'll be in tonight.
Oh, can I?
Of course you can.
Yeah, oh, no, I can't. It's Friday, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, no. No, I can't come tonight. Yeah, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but our Ethel always goes to the pictures on Friday, and she leaves the baby at home, and her husband's on night to the bakehouse, and I've got to sit with him. Hey, have you got the right time?
It's just turned 6 o'clock.
Yeah, I thought it would be, because my bus goes at 6, and it's gone. Go, heck. Ta-da!
Oh, well, well.
Now, wash my hands, ma'am. Who was that on the phone?
The young man we met at your cousin's wedding.
Oh, you mean Alfie Hall.
Yeah, he's a strange case and no mistake. Gabbles his words out, gets things all the wrong way round.
Oh, he has a good reason for doing that.
What is it?
He's daft.
Well, anyhow, he seems very interested in our Susan.
He's dafter than I thought.
That'll do. Sit down and get your tea. Oh, there you are, Susan. Sit down, love. Your tea's ready.
Good, I'm starving.
It's only toad in the hole, I'm afraid. Here, Jimmy, pass this plate to Susan.
Those sausages look lovely.
Well, be careful with that fork. One of those sausages is my finger.
Jimmy, now don't start on Susan.
Oh, I don't listen to his little jokes anymore.
Talking about little jokes, there's one just been on the phone for you.
What's he talking about now, Mother?
Oh, it was Alfie Hall asking for you.
Alfie Hall? Oh, not again.
Well, what do you mean?
Ever since I met him at the wedding, he's never left me alone. He's rung me at least 3 times at work asking for a date. It's got so bad, I told the switchboard to transfer his calls to Mr. Wilkins.
Well, that's silly. He won't want to take Mr. Wilkins out.
Why, Jimmy, I told Alfie he could call round here tomorrow to see you, Susan.
Oh, Mother, I'd rather not see him.
But why not?
Well, it's Billy. He's heard about Alfie chasing after me, and he doesn't like it.
Oh, see who's at the front door, please, Jimmy.
Right, Mum. It might be Ozzy wondering when he's going to get his ball back.
Well, this is interesting, Susan. So Billy's jealous of Alfie, is he?
Oh, Mother, you've no idea. You should hear the things he says about Alfie.
It wasn't Ozzy, Mum.
Alfie Hall, he's a stupid idiot. No girl with any brains would go out with him.
Perhaps that's why he's after a date with you.
Jimmy, who is at the door?
Mr. Craythorpe's called to see you. He's gone out to lock his car.
Oh, dear, I wish Theodore hadn't called. You know what Friday night's like in this house.
But I thought you liked Mr. Craythorpe.
Well, I do. Theodore's a very old friend, and we understand each other. It's just that I've got a lot to do tonight, and I'd hate to have him thinking that he's, well, in the way. He's so sensitive, the slightest thing can hurt him. Sometimes, for a man, he's quite touchy.
Well, shall I go and tell him we're not in?
Oh, don't be so silly. I'll ask him to have a cup of tea. After he's had it, I don't suppose he'll stay long.
Oh, your tea's not that bad.
May I come in?
Yes, come in, Theodore. Would you like some tea?
No, thanks. I'm afraid I haven't time. I just called to see if I could arrange a little get-together with you about Women's Guild matters, particularly the annual outing.
Of course, Theodore, any time.
Would tomorrow morning be convenient?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, good. Well, I'll buzz off. I mean, I'll go. Oh, by the way, James, did you enjoy your game of cricket this afternoon?
Yes, I... cricket?
Hmm. Well, yes, it was you I saw on the spare ground by the allotments, wasn't it? You were with your friend Oswald.
No, it couldn't have been. We were in the park playing cowboys and Indians.
Oh, well, it's of no consequence. I'll see you tomorrow morning then, Mrs. Clitheroe.
Certainly, Theodore.
Good. I'll let myself out. Good night, all.
Good night. Well, you know, it's not like Theodore to be mistaken.
No, and it's not like Jimmy to tell the truth.
Ma'am, she's calling me a fibber. Can I clout her with the teapot?
That'll do, Jimmy. I don't mind what you were doing this afternoon, as long as that game of cricket didn't cause any trouble.
Oh, it didn't, Mum. Oh, heck.
There you are. He has been telling a lie.
I was trapped.
He's always doing it. You know, he couldn't go a day without telling a lie to save his life.
Who couldn't? Do you want to bet on it?
No, it would be a shame to take your money.
Is that so? How much will you bet me?
Anything you like.
5 bob?
Yes.
You're on. I'll bet you 5 bob I don't tell a lie for 24 hours, starting from now. Ma'am, you're a witness.
All right, Jimmy. Now, come on, finish your tea.
Right, I'll show her.
Oh, by the way, Jimmy, What did you have for dinner at school today?
What?
The dinner. I hope they're giving you value for my 1 and 6 pence a day. Well, what did you have?
Well, oh, heck. I had 3 whipped cream walnuts, and here's your 9 pence change. That's the chain oiled. Now just do the handlebars.
Yeah, hello there, Jim. Are you oiling your bike?
No, I'm fishing for tiddlers.
Hey, careful now. You know, that little bit of sarcasm could lose you your bet.
Oh, yes, I forgot.
Well, just watch it. You've still got till 6:15 tonight to go. Just one slip of the tongue and you've had that 5 bob.
Don't worry. I'll make sure a lie doesn't pass my lips. Even I have to talk through me nose.
Has your mother gone out shopping?
Yes, she went out with Susan before you got up.
She says she'd get my tobacco for me.
Yes, and she wants the money from you.
Oh, well, I'll pay her when I get back. I'll be drawing some wages at the club today.
Is that where you're going now?
Yes.
But it's only 10 o'clock in the morning.
Aye, but on Saturday the club opens at lunchtime as well. Hey, Jim.
What?
Who's that character waving at us over the fence there? His face seems familiar.
Who?
Hello, Jimmy.
Oh, him. You remember Grandad at the wedding. He was the one who came up to you and said, "Can I borrow some of your confetti? I've got a leaky bag."
Oh, why, I remember him.
Can I come in, Jimmy?
What does he want here?
He wants to see our Susan. I'd better invite him in. If he keeps waving like that much longer, he'll wear himself out.
Aye. Well, I'll be off to the club and I'll see you later. Won't you go in?
Oh, ta. It's a nice day, ain't it?
Aye, very nice.
But mind you, it's not as nice as yesterday because the wind's getting up and he's gone.
Come in, Alfie.
Yeah, hello, Jimmy. Hey, you all in your bike?
Have you heard about the bet?
No.
Well, I'm just milking a goat.
Yeah, get away, Jimmy. Yeah, I can't see a goat.
No, you're not standing where I am.
Yeah, you know, then that'll do. Yeah, that was your granddad I was just talking to, wasn't it?
Mm, that's right.
Oh, I remember him at the wedding, because he kept getting my name wrong. He kept calling me Charlie.
I wonder why.
Yeah, I have got a middle name, though. I bet you can't guess it. Go on, it begins with the letter P.
Percy.
No.
Peter.
No. Try Paul.
Paul, then.
No, it's not that.
Oh, I give up. What is it?
Philip.
Oh, no wonder I couldn't guess it. Philip doesn't begin with a P, it begins with a P.
Anyway, that's my middle name. Yeah, how about your Susan? Has she got another name?
Yeah, Scraggy Neck.
You what? Oh, you're having me on again, aren't you? Yeah, hey, well, would you like a toffee?
Oh, yes, please.
Hey, can I help you with your bike?
Well, I've done the oiling. The tyres won't blow up.
Well, I'll blow them up for you.
Well, before you start, take a deep breath. I've got no pump.
Hey, you know, Jimmy, I can't wait to see your Susan.
Well, I should go then, because she doesn't want to see you.
You what? She didn't say that, did she?
She did.
But we got on fine at the wedding reception.
Look, she's coming up the road, ask her.
Oh, dear. Oh, hey, she'll see me in a minute. Jimmy, can I hide in your coal shed?
Don't be daft. Just go up to her and show her you're a man.
No, I couldn't.
Oh, hello, Mr. Hall.
Hello. I was just going. Goodbye.
Don't be daft. Show what you're made of.
You're not going already, are you?
Well, yes, I'm afraid so.
Is something the matter?
Well, look, Susan, I've been talking to Jimmy and there's something I'd like to know from you.
Yes? What is it?
Do you know how the buses run back to town?
Listen, lover boy, if you're really in a hurry to get away, borrow my bike.
Look, will somebody tell me what's going on?
Well, Jimmy told me that you said you didn't want to see me.
What? Jimmy Clitheroe, what have you been...
He asked me for the truth, so he got it.
Why, you...
I can't stand here listening to this. I feel a right fool.
Well, she said you were a stupid idiot.
How dare you?
I heard you. Those were your very words you said. Alfie Hall, he's a stupid idiot.
I know I said that,
Not
but...
to mention the other thing. No girl with any brains will go out with him.
But I was only repeating what Billy said. I'm sorry, Mr. Hall, but...
Oh, you're wasting your breath. He's gone.
Say your mother's gone out with Susan again?
Yes, they've gone to the hat shop.
Oh, well, I'll wait if you don't mind.
There'll be a long time. You know what Mum's like when she goes for a new hat?
Hmm?
She has so many out on the counter, she finishes up by buying the one she went in with.
Oh, just like a woman.
Mr. Craythorpe. Oh, you've got your finger bandaged.
Oh, that, yes. I had an accident this morning. You see, I was just giving Stanley his breakfast when he bit me.
He bit you?
Oh, yes. One has to be careful with Stanley. He's always trying to bite people.
Hey, who's Stanley? The cannibal king?
No, Stanley is my new budgerigar.
Oh, I didn't know you got one. Can it talk?
Well, I have been trying to teach him to recite Georgie Porgy, but every time I get to pudding and pie, he pecks me.
Why don't you carry a chair and a whip?
Now, James, don't be silly. I like Stanley. He's a very nice bird to have in the house.
I wish I could say the same for the bird in this house. Our Susan.
Oh, you've been having trouble with her again, have you?
Yes, you should have heard the row. Just because I told the truth about something.
Well, I must say that's a change. You're usually in trouble for the opposite reason. And now what was the cause of all this bother?
You, Mr. Craythorpe.
Me, James?
Yes, the next time you see me playing cricket, just ask me first what I was doing before you tell anybody.
Surely, James, your mother's not annoyed at you telling the truth.
All I know is she said sometimes it's better not to say anything at all because the truth can hurt.
Well, that's true, James. It's all a question of considering people's feelings. For instance, your grandfather tries one of his rather whiskery old jokes out on me, and although I don't think it's particularly funny, I laugh and say, Mr. Sinclair, sometimes you can be quite a wit. But you see, I'm only telling a half-truth.
You mean he's only a half-wit?
No. Look, take this Women's Guild matter I wish to discuss with your mother, the annual outing. Now, most of the ladies want to go to Edinburgh, but not Mrs. Eccles.
Fatty Eccles? Where does she want to go to?
Well, Fatty Eccles... Mrs. Eccles fancies Cornwall. She's got an idea that she'd like to go in for a sail on a fishing boat. Although, with her size, she'd look more at home in a whaler.
Mr. Graythorpe, sometimes you can be quite a wit.
Yes, quite. Now, Mrs. Eccles causes so much trouble in the committee that the other ladies take me on one side and call her names. But when Mrs. Eccles asks me what they're whispering about, I'd pretend it was something else. You see, if I told her the plain truth, she'd be offended for months afterwards.
Yes, they say elephants never forget.
Right, yes, Jeff. Now, you see what I mean about not always telling the truth to people's faces?
Of course, I see now. That's why when you called round last night, me mum didn't tell you what she told me.
What was that, James?
She said you were a nuisance.
What? But she made me most welcome.
She said she didn't want you to call because it was Friday and you were a nuisance.
But I said I wasn't staying long.
Oh, I know. She said that as well. She said that once you'd had your cup of tea, you'd soon be off.
I see. Is that all?
No, she said you were very old and the slightest thing could hurt you because you were a bit touched. Touchy.
James, I'm sure you're making all this up.
No, I'm not. You ask her.
Very well. I will.
Oh, Theodore, you're here. Hello, Jimmy.
Hello, Mum. Hey, what's that thing you've got on your head?
Well, there I was, standing in the milliner's shop, looking at the hats.
When a lampshade fell on your nut.
Jimmy, it's a very nice hat, isn't it, Theodore? Oh, Theodore... What's the matter?
Mrs. Clitheroe, apparently my call on you last night was rather inconvenient.
What? Oh, no. Oh, Jimmy hasn't been telling the truth again, has he?
Yes. I've been coming to this house for years, thinking that I was welcome. But now my eyes are open, and what I see really shocks me.
What do you mean?
He means he doesn't like your new hat either.
There you are, Charlie. There's your drink, your change, and your very good health. Now, anybody else want anything?
Yes, a pint of dandelion and burdock.
Jimmy, you can't come in here.
Why not? You're open, aren't you?
Look, Jimmy, this is a bar. Can't you read the notices?
Oh, yes, sir. Nobody served in this bar under 18 years of age. Well, I'm in no hurry. I'll wait.
Hey, Peter, isn't that your grandson?
That's right, Arthur.
Well, get him out of this bar, will you? You'll get this place raided.
Aye, right away, Arthur. I'll take him in the singing room.
Why, is there a concert on?
Come on, just you come with me, through here. In you go. Now then, Jimmy, what's the idea coming into this club?
I want to talk to you, it's urgent.
Well, make it quick, we're very busy. Now, what is it?
Well, I want a packet of crisps and a man called.
Man? What man?
He wanted to see you, something to do with your pension. He was a funny little fella, bald head and specs.
The pension fella? What happened?
I told him you weren't in, you were down at the club.
Well, I hope he doesn't come here looking for me.
Oh, I don't think he will. He wouldn't come and bother you while you were working, would he?
No, perhaps not. Here? You said I was working here.
Yes, I had to tell him the truth, hadn't I? Anyway, he said he'll call round at our house on Monday.
Oh, well, I suppose it can't be helped. I'd better get my story ready for him. At least he doesn't know how much I'm earning here. Does he?
I think he's got a rough idea.
You mean you told him about the 10 bob a night I'm getting?
Well, I had to tell him the truth. Mind, I didn't know how much you got in tips. So I had to make a guess. Don't you feel well, Grandad? You've gone a funny colour.
What? You'll go a funny colour in a minute. The chap will start asking all sorts of awkward questions, and there might even be talk of cutting my pension down. I'll have to give up this job now, thanks to you.
Well, perhaps it's just as well.
What do you mean?
Well, this job's too much for you. It's making you bad-tempered.
A long time on the phone, Mother.
Yes, and Jimmy's a long time coming back for lunch. I want a word with that young man.
You did manage to straighten out the misunderstanding with Mr. Craythorpe, didn't you?
Yes, thank heaven. Susan, I hope this will teach you a lesson. Never to make any more silly bets with Jimmy again.
Don't worry, I won't, Mother. I spent nearly half an hour calming Alfie down.
Oh, what an embarrassing conversation. I feel quite limp.
Well, it was Mrs. Eccles phoning you, wasn't it?
Yes. She met James in the street not half an hour ago, and he went to great pains to repeat the substance of my conversation with him. Mrs. Eccles was absolutely berserk.
What did she say?
Well, for one thing, James must have repeated my joke about the whaler to her.
Why?
Well, her opening words were, "Theodore Craythorpe, this is Moby Dick speaking." Oh, yes. When I tried to say it was a mistake and asked her to forget it, she replied, "My name is Lavinia Eccles, not Nellie the Elephant."
Mother, I hope you'll see that Jimmy suffers for this.
Don't worry, I will.
Oh, I shudder to think what will happen at the next meeting. She's going to demand my resignation as Secretary of the Guild.
She actually said that?
Well, her actual words were, "I'll have you slung out if I've got to do it myself, you great big ape." I should never have spoken to James about her at all.
Ah, he's here. I'll deal with him.
Sorry I'm late, Mum.
Oh, that's all right, Jimmy. How is Mrs. Eccles?
Fatty Eccles? I haven't seen her.
That's all we wanted to know.
What do you mean?
Mrs. Eccles has just rung Mr. Craythorpe here about the conversation she had with you not half an hour ago.
Oh, heck.
Dear brother, you've just told a lie, so I'll have my 5 shillings from you, if you don't mind.
It was a mistake. I didn't see Fatty Eccles. I spoke to her with my eyes shut. I mean...
Jimmy, I don't normally approve of betting, but this will teach you a lesson. You owe Susan 5 shillings.
Oh, but, ma'am...
Come on, hand it over.
All right, then. Take it out of this 10-bob note.
Where did you get 10 shillings from?
I got it off Grandad after I told him about the pension man.
But why did he give it to you?
To stop me telling the truth anymore, before I landed in clink. Now, come on, sister dear. 5-bob change, please.
Oh, no. You're not having it.
Why not? It's mine.
Yes, but you're going to spend it on something you didn't expect.
What do you mean?
Your friend Ozzy called while you were out. He's been telling the truth, too.
He didn't tell you I broke...
Yes.
Oh.
That 5 shillings is going towards a new greenhouse window.
Wait till I see him. I'll put him out of the race for good.
What race?
The human race. The big blabbermouth.
In that recording of The Clitheroe Kid, you heard Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Leonard Williams, Danny Ross, and Diana Day. The theme music was written by Alan Roper and played by the BBC Northern Dance Orchestra, directed by Alan Ainsworth. The programme, which was written by Frank Roscoe and produced by James Casey, starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
Well, I thought you'd like to know the trouble's all been straightened out. Alfie forgave Susan with sweets. Mr. Craythorpe forgave Mam with flowers. And Fatty Eccles forgave me with a clout round the ear hole. Oh, she doesn't half pack a wallop. Grandad had a rough time with the pension man, but that's all right now. The pension man made sure it doesn't happen again. He's joined Grandad's club. I forgive Nozzy for telling me Mum about the broken window. Well, he couldn't help it. After all, you're bound to be a squealer when you eat like a... Ta-ra!
Thank you.